The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a bright, beautiful, cheery Monday morning here in Boca Raton, and I am joined here this morning by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I trust that you had a nice weekend.
I had a very, very nice weekend. We had a visitor who is on his way to spend some time in Tennessee, and it's the gentleman who taught me Reiki. So I took all of my Reiki classes with him, and it was so interesting to spend some time with him. He's making soap. He's doing all kinds of classes. Very, very interesting mindset, wonderful person to have around.
Well, very nice. And do you have occasion to discuss Reiki with some of the people that you see when you counsel them?
Very often I do, and my perspective is there are different nutrients, different lifestyle habits, different supplemental support that can enhance Reiki. So it's something I'm very interested in, and encourage people to do Reiki, to have Reiki sessions.
And if people don't know what Reiki is or how to do it,
okay,
how do you recommend they proceed?
Okay, that's an interesting question. If people don't know what Reiki is energetic manipulation, and the energy surrounding your body, your energy is a certain distance out from your physical boundaries, your physical self. And so there would possibly be changes in the energy of that energy.
So it involves the heart, mind, and body.
Yes. And so manipulating that energy, an accomplished Reiki practitioner can find areas of energetic stagnation. So it's kind of an out-of-body almost acupuncture, you know, so different energy centers would, as they are obvious to an acupuncture physician, they are also obvious to an experienced Reiki practitioner.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the point, because I compare it to Save-A-Lot. Save-A-Lot is a very unique experience for people to shop in. And we are not open yet, but we will be open around Thanksgiving. And I perceive it to be, as you just described, it'll be an experience that people will enjoy, because it will enlighten their minds, hearts, and bodies to how they can live a better life by using supplements. If they have not already used supplements, it would be a good opportunity for them to at least try some to improve different health conditions that they may be experiencing. And we don't look to overpower people with what we feel is the right way to proceed by using supplements. You as a nutritionist, Janet, give people counseling as to what you believe can help improve their health. I, as a businessman, can offer the products that help these people at extremely low prices.
A marriage made in heaven.
There you go. And that's what Save-A-Lot is all about. It's about a combination of using different formulas to help please the public, improve the public's health, and give them an opportunity to buy products at extraordinarily low prices and products that they already may know about, either through friends, family, or acquaintances. And we only carry the top vendors or the top companies that produce these supplements. And every company that we do business with has what they call assay reports. And the assay reports show exactly what is in the bottle and where it came from. So all these points have to be taken into consideration when you shop a health food store. And the reason I bring this up today is because we're coming up on the election. And we're not a political show. And I don't plan or profess to be a politician that's going to influence people. What I do want to impress upon people is that with the election coming up, you have to get out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. The important thing is vote with your heart, mind, and body, because what happens the next 4 years will be determined by whoever wins the election. And again, we're not professing that you vote for anybody specific. All we're saying is that whatever your mind, body, and heart tell you to do, that's what you should be doing. So it's only coming up in a few weeks. It is November 8th, if anybody wants to make a note of that, if you're not aware of it. It's on a Tuesday. And I guess polls open in different areas at different times. I'm not sure if they open all at the same time or not.
But there's early voting going on now in Florida. Yeah.
But most people wait till the last minute, as we know from past experience. So just check the poll, the voting place that you normally would vote in, as to what time they open and what time they close. But again, let's get back to nutrition, because that is the topic of the agenda for today. And we have several issues to talk about, Janet. And I think one of the most important ones that we see on TV all the time, over many hours of watching TV and seeing commercials, you're always seeing companies that profess the individual should be using calcium, because calcium builds strong bones. And over the years,
I have been talking about that for 20 years. I remember having the conversation in the very first store you had, the very first Tunia's store you had on Wiles Road and Riverside Drive in Carl Springs. Rainbow Light had just come out with a daily calcium that was twice as much magnesium as calcium. And I said that would be the only calcium formula that I would ever suggest. And I would suggest it to a very small population just because of that calcium issue that's now getting so much play.
And if people have listened to me over the many years that I've been doing radio shows, and I've discussed the different supplements that I take, I have never, never once used a calcium supplement. The only calcium that I derive in my body is either from food or the small amount of my multi. But that is it. My main focus has always been magnesium as my number one mineral that I like to take. But getting back to the issue, why would calcium be a detriment to the body if so many doctors and pharmaceutical companies are promoting that calcium is important for good bone health?
Okay, so for years, doctors were telling women, you don't forget to take your calcium. And they actually went so far as to say, use Tums. And Tums, calcium carbonate, you're not going to do anything beneficial for your bones. And the Tums is going to minimize acid content in your stomach, and consequently, you're not going to be able to metabolize calcium. You need high acid content in your stomach in order to begin to break down calcium into a usable form. And the big problem is calcium is improperly metabolized. So instead of being sent to your long bones, it accumulates in your joints and is diagnosed as arthritis, and it accumulates in your soft tissue, your kidneys, your eyes as cataracts, your blood vessels, making it very much more difficult for your heart to pump blood.
So all in all, is there a recommendation that you like to make to people as far as calcium is concerned, Janet? Or is it? I know it's based upon each individual, and I'm sure that blood work, when they bring it to you, would show either a pro or a con with calcium.
Absolutely. And so the doctor, when they suggested to women as a protection for bone density, when they suggested calcium, they never said vitamin D. So when I'm counseling someone, I look at their calcium level. The range is 8.6 to 10.4. The range being raised over the past few years. It used to be 10, then it was 10.2, then it was 10.4. That's what most of the reference ranges on blood lab reports are today. And I tell people, you absolutely want to address calcium level in your blood that's over 10 by doing things to minimize the calcium content in your blood. The only people who might consider taking a calcium supplement would be who have a calcium level in their blood under 9. And you would think that calcium would be a very stable number in your blood, and that isn't true. In just a matter of days, your calcium level could be 8.7, and then a few days later, it could be 9.5. So it fluctuates dramatically according to what's been in your diet. And what people need to know is if you're in the 9s, you don't need to be supplementing calcium. If you're over 10, you need to be lowering the calcium in your blood.
All right. Is there any other way to remove calcium that may be in the body, Janet, that you know of, even if the person is not taking a calcium supplement or eating calcium-rich foods?
Okay, so if the calcium is over 10 and you want to begin to reduce your calcium content in your blood, number one is vitamin D. Vitamin D is going to enhance your body's ability to metabolize calcium, get it out of your blood and into your bones. Vitamin K, getting the calcium out of your blood, driving the calcium from your blood into your long bones, actually driving the calcifications that are diagnosed as arthritis, breaking those down and driving that calcium into your blood. So those are two supplemental ways of doing it. Proper hydration, kidney function support, those are additional beneficial calcium reducers.
Well, I know from my own experience, I go for chelation once a month to Dr. Herb Slavin, and have been doing it now for a little better than 18 years. And the purpose in my situation is to remove lead and other detrimental ingredients from my bloodstream. But you're saying now that it's possible that doing chelation can help reduce the calcium in the body?
Absolutely. Chelation is going to remove oxidized, mineralized debris from your body. It's going to break down calcifications from soft tissue. And we need to do a break right now on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, I'll tell you exactly how that chelation is going to work. And to all of our listeners, you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Forman. We'll be right back.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman, along with Janet Cimarelli for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And we were discussing before the break the negative effects of too much calcium in the body. And you brought to my attention, Janet, something else that I think people should be aware of if they're not aware of. And I think it's an important point because I can't think of anybody over the years that has not used an NSAID.
True. Okay. So we talked about chelation therapy. And after having chelation therapy, there is a way to go and investigate your calcification risk. You can do an ultra-fast CT scan of the heart. And that way you will see if there are calcium deposits in the coronary arteries. So after having done, I think it might have been like 50 chelation treatments, doing an ultra-fast CT scan of my heart, I had zero calcifications in my heart. So has nothing necessarily to do with cholesterol. So this calcification cholesterol-based plaque, not there. And that's able to be determined with your ultra-fast CT scan of the heart. But as I mentioned before, the calcium, if you're not metabolizing it properly, you are increasing your risk of developing arthritis because the calcium is going to start depositing in frequently used or overworked joints. So maybe in your hands, maybe in your shoulder, anywhere where you're going to have movement, different joints moving. And the calcium starts to deposit because it's a little bit of inflammation there. And the calcium deposit then turns into a substance that's breaking down the cartilage. You get more inflammation. You get pain. And so that calcium is being deposited in your joints as well as in your soft tissue. So if you're taking something to relieve the pain in your joints, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, either by prescription or over the counter. In addition, that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug may play a role in heart failure. It reduces the body's ability to metabolize salt. And so there is a whole investigation going on in the UK about the people who are using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to control pain and those who don't use those drugs. And there are so many natural substances that people can use to reduce pain. And number one, start by removing calcium from your daily routine.
Now, could you overeat too many foods with calcium, Janet?
If your digestive system is not highly functional, then the calcium-containing foods not being broken down completely. And remember, you need a high acid content in your stomach to break down that calcium. And how many people, in addition to their non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, are using antacids? So you've got this whole snowball effect that the ultimate outcome is inflammation, pain, and increased stress to your heart.
So in addition to what you just said, you would then recommend people to take a good digestive enzyme?
Absolutely.
And something to increase acid in the body?
Okay. That is a very personal tightrope, so to speak, to walk. You want to use a variety of different types of digestive support substances. Some people who have, let's say, a cast iron stomach, a really strong digestive system, they might use a relatively mild digestive enzyme. But remember, by using a digestive enzyme, you're not only enhancing how well you're absorbing and metabolizing nutrients, you're taking a strain off your liver and other digestive organs. And that energy can be used for your immune system, your brain, your circulatory system. It can be used for a variety of different aspects of how your body is meant to work. And so someone who has a less than ideal digestive system, you certainly want to use a digestive enzyme. And depending on your overall picture of digestion, would lead you to the right choice with regard to digestive enzymes, probiotics, things like that.
So it's a combination. It's not just one single item that people would be looking for.
Well, if low digestive function, a very strong digestive enzyme formula. High digestive function, a very minimalist but comprehensive digestive enzyme formula.
I also remember many, many years ago, you and I discussing the benefits of using, when you first get up in the morning, a glass of water with lemon as a way to start your day. Would you use something like that with people who are having digestive problems?
For sure. That's going to be like this miracle for your liver. And it's going to enhance the pH balance in your body. That's what you were talking before about increasing acid. Mm-hmm. What you want is that proper balance. Certain substances, the absorption and metabolism of those substances depend on acid, but possibly also at other points along your digestive system, you want a little bit of alkalinity. So the pH balance is the critical point here, and water and lemon does the job.
That's for sure. Moving on to another situation as it relates to a lot of our listeners. The study I was looking at, and you have a copy of that same one, it says having hypertension when middle age can lead to cognitive and vascular damage in later life. And I don't know the exact figure, but I thought there was something like 70 million Americans that are on high blood pressure medication. And the high blood pressure can lead to damage later on in the later years to their cognitive function.
Okay, so that kind of refers back to our discussion on calcium, because calcium deposits inside the blood vessel make the blood vessels function poorly. And then when calcium is so dramatically present in someone's blood chemistry, the calcium begins to deposit in the wall of the blood vessel, not only on the interior of the blood vessel, but actually in the blood vessel wall, making, remember that old phrase, hardening of the arteries, you're making your blood vessel stiff instead of flexible and being able to assist in the pump function. So when you are using a blood pressure lowering drug, you might not necessarily be changing your lifestyle. You're relying on the drug to achieve the blood pressure numbers that make your doctor happy. But indeed, the lifestyle choices that you're making continue to cause accumulation of the very substances that overall do damage. Your blood pressure numbers read very, very nicely. However, the damage is occurring. And what's occurring? You're changing the whole chemistry of your blood. You're making a difference in a particular region of the brain. So this area of the brain, instead of getting the nutrients it needs to function at highest possible levels, begins to shrink. And that shrinkage of the brain that is identifiable or projected to be identified when you're in middle age, when you get to old age, which is over 70, when you get to old age, that high blood pressure from middle age predicts that you are going to have a particular area of your brain shrink and not function well.
Well, in this study, they also assessed some of the other areas that could be a cause for cognitive decline in later in years. And they included not only hypertension or high blood pressure, They included the elevated body mass index, which means that how much fat your body was carrying. The obesity factor, which we all know is a major cause for many illnesses and diseases in our country today, as well as diabetes and smoking. And we know people are still smoking because the ads for the commercials have stopped, but you see them elsewhere. And no matter where you turn, you're looking at different ads for different tobaccos. And those tobacco ads are bringing more people into the realm. And unfortunately, it affects a lot of youngsters today, kids that are in their teens, either because their parents smoked, maybe their grandparents smoked, or their friends smoke, and they pick it up themselves. So they start at a much earlier age and only can lead to other causes of detrimental health conditions later on in life.
All of those aspects, the body mass index, the obesity, the diabetes, and the smoking, all come under those lifestyle changes that don't change, but the people in middle age taking the blood pressure lowering drugs, they think they're home free, but they have not changed that lifestyle choice.
Well, that's a key point. As you know, because you counsel people all the time on different lifestyle choices that they have to make or should be making, what would you say are the amount in a percentage of people who follow changing a lifestyle or a many years filled with detrimental effects on their body? Is it easy for them to change? Is it hard for them to change? Do you have a 50-50 ratio? Or do you have more like a 10 to 90% ratio of those people that do change?
Okay. I'm going to say in the first week, it's 10% ratio, 90% not changing. But I look at my function as a counselor, almost as a cheerleader. Let's learn a little bit of choice. What's a tiny step you can make? And let's talk about diabetes as an example. People use the Splenda and their coffee in the morning, and they wonder why they can't get their blood sugar down. And so I say, okay, what we're going to do is use half Splenda and half stevia, or else half Splenda and half sugar. You're going to do that for a week. And then next week, you're going to come back to me, and we're going to make the change even more dramatic. And this is just your coffee in the morning, the sweetener. And very gradually, you go step by step by step by step and into an area where no longer using those artificial sweeteners, and their blood sugar begins to come down. So you're addressing the diabetes. When they find that they're very able to do that, then we go on to the next tiny step. But it's going to take time. You don't do this overnight. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour needs to take a break right now. And you're tuned to listening all about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And when we come back, we'll talk about how you can find us in Margate. Stay tuned. More to come. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And we'll be speaking about different issues having to do with cognitive function later on in years. And we were specifically referring to the cause of high blood pressure. And Janet covered some other areas, including obesity and diabetes and smoking. But before we continue on with the subject, Janet, we can let our listeners know where they can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And it's located at 3105 North State Road 7. And it's a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, which is 441. Coming down State Road 7, either from the east or the west, you look off to the right, and you'll see the Spirit Halloween store. And beyond the Spirit Halloween store, you will see the sign for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We are not open for business yet. We do plan to be open sometime around Thanksgiving. And by listening to the show every day, Monday through Friday from 10 to 11, you'll be well informed as to when you can expect to start shopping there. And the purpose of establishing the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was to take health and wellness one step beyond what people are accustomed to. And when I say that, I have been in retailing since I'm 9 years old. And that's a great many years ago. And over the years, I've learned a lot of important factors in retailing. And I think the couple of most important ones have to do with quality service, which you will always get at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And, of course, the lowest prices available anywhere that you'll also experience at Save-A-Lot. And we've made it easy for you to check that. And the way you can check it is by coming in with your laptop, with your iPad, with your computer, with any other host of many different areas for you to check the internet. And all you have to do is bring up either the SKU number on the bottle or the package or the name of the product. And I'm sure with the technology today in our computer systems, you'll be able to find these products very, very easily because all we carry are name brand products. They come from leading manufacturers that have been producing products for many, many years. And just to give you a name, like say Jarrow Formulas, Solgar Vitamins, Garden of Life, Solaray, Now, and a whole host of many other companies that you're familiar with, but now you'll be able to check the prices while you're in the store shopping. And if you have an issue where we may be a little bit more money than somebody else, please come and see me or one of my management staff, and we will make the adjustment for you. But I don't think that's going to happen. But I leave it open for you to find out for yourselves. So, again, the store will be open sometime around Thanksgiving. Our store hours are going to be 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, Saturday 9 to 6. We will be closed on Sundays, and we will be closed on all major holidays. So if we open before Thanksgiving, we will be closed Thanksgiving Day. And if we are not open until after Thanksgiving, we will be closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So just keep that in mind. And we are also closed the Jewish holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So with that said, I'm going to let Janet expand upon some of the other different things, including a visit to her office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Okay, I have such a beautiful office in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And just a reminder, it's in the Penn Dutch Center. So people who are familiar with shopping in the Penn Dutch grocery store, if you're looking at Penn Dutch, look to your left all the way down, you'll find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And my office in there, you'll be able to see into my office and see me counseling the individuals who come by and need a little bit of help interpreting their blood work, a little bit of help with guidance. Maybe this supplement that they're taking for a specific purpose didn't work and they want something that's going to do a better job. I can give them the guidance, as well as a variety of professional practitioner labels that you may be interested in finding. The practitioner labels would be things that you would find from professional healthcare practitioners. And so as a licensed nutrition counselor, I am able to access those formulas. And again, some very specific therapeutic formulas for a variety of different conditions.
Well, I know we're going to look forward to opening those doors, Janet, and then having people visit you under a closed door situation where they have privacy and they have your complete attention as to what you're going to be helping them with. So we encourage people to put it on their calendars, listen to the show every day, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and you'll be well informed as to when the store will be open. Getting back to the hypertension and the high blood pressure issue with relation to obesity, diabetes, and smoking, you mentioned something about diabetes, how people can reduce their blood sugar numbers by doing certain things, which can help reduce the overall effect of detrimental effects on their body as they get older.
So many people come to me and they are using a synthetic sweetener, and the yellow, the blue one, and the pink one. And people who use them know what brands I'm talking about, the yellow, the pink, and the blue. And they say, but it has no calories. It is not something that could raise my blood sugar. And I say, oh, contraire. Yes, it can raise your blood sugar. And I tell them, just give me a week with getting rid of that artificial sweetener, and you will find that your blood sugar comes down. And it's interesting because even if you're taking a medication that is meant to lower your blood sugar, if you are using an artificial sweetener, the artificial sweetener trumps the pharmaceutical medication to lower blood pressure. And here is a statement that unfortunately your doctors will not necessarily make to you as you visit them for your elevated blood sugar and your elevated blood pressure. When your blood sugar is high, your blood pressure is high as well. Now, that statement is not applicable 100% of the time, but I'm going to say it is applicable more than 50% of the time. If your blood sugar's high, your blood pressure's going to be high. If your blood pressure's high, your blood sugar's going to be high. Very interesting information. And you need to go beyond, and this is information that Dr. Herb Slavin has been speaking about for a number of years now. When your blood sugar is high, it might not necessarily tell the whole story. What you really need to be testing is your fasting insulin level, and that will give you a more comprehensive view into your health picture. Before your blood sugar goes high, your fasting insulin level will be going higher. And before you are ever diagnosed as pre-diabetic or diabetic, your fasting insulin level will be high and your blood pressure will be creeping up.
All good information, Janet. And I think the other key point, I know we touched upon it briefly, was the coaching that you give to people that changes their lifestyle habits over the course of many years. People have been doing things as a habit because they never tried anything else. And most people are afraid of change. They don't like to change. They become too entrenched in what they're currently doing to want to change. And I think this is where lifestyle changes have to take place if they're going to defeat the issue of the hypertension, the diabetes, the smoking, and the obesity that is going on in our country today. So when you help people change their lifestyle. What would you say should take or does take the average person to achieve those results?
Wow. Okay. Some people recognize that they have a genetic predisposition to certain diagnoses, and they have seen their family members deteriorate over time. And when they first get the information from their doctors that they may be headed in that direction, they take it very seriously. And I have, I'm going to say, let 20 to 40% of the people that I talk with and that I coach, they absolutely do not want to proceed down that path. They take it very seriously, and we begin a negotiation, so to speak. Where can they begin with the changes? Come back in a month and let me know where you've had problems, and we can solve those problems and then take the next step. And then the greater majority are overwhelmed at the thought that they will have to make changes with their diets, with their sleep habits, with their pharmaceutical habits, and we have to start with very small steps that are easily doable. And sometimes that person would take, you know, a year to make a change. But if they're going to their doctors on an annual basis, by the time they go back for their next annual visit, they'll be in the right range.
So people that have a family history of different health issues get the wake-up call early, whereas some people that have not experienced any family issues in relation to chronic illnesses in their family do not get that wake-up call as rapidly as the people who do. So, and in essence, as to how to explain, how do you not make a person make a lifestyle change, but is there some kind of force that you use, either verbally or mentally, that challenges people to make that change?
Okay. When there are people who have come to me with a serious diagnosis, I actually become I become intense. There are serious consequences for you if you ignore this information. These are the answers. We might not necessarily be able to make the dietary changes easily, but here's the supplement routine, and you can get started. When you use this supplement routine correctly, then the dietary changes are going to be a little easier. And we still have to do those changes in what is comfortable for the client. Not what's comfortable for me as the practitioner, it's what's comfortable and doable for the client. And some people who come, the ability to make the change, they're committed, they'll do it, and the changes are, sometimes as quickly as 1 week they can see a dramatic change.
Well, this brings us now to the topic we're going to cover when we come back from our break. And that is a study published online in Nature by Albert Einstein College of Medicine suggests that it may not be possible to extend the human lifespan beyond the ages already attained by the oldest people on record.
I love this study. It's so interesting. And to all of our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we are bringing you all of this information on behalf of the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just a half mile south of Sample Road. And you can find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center located in the Penn Dutch shopping center, Penn Dutch grocery store in the shopping center, and then all the way at the south end of this Penn Dutch shopping center, behind the Spirit Halloween store, you're going to find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Not open yet, but we're keeping you up to speed about what you can expect when Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center opens. And right now, we're going to take a break on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Be right back.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. And we try and bring to you the latest in information how you can improve your health. Live a long, healthy life with less chronic diseases than you ever thought possible. And the way you do that is, again, by making small changes over the course of time that will help you achieve a much healthier life as we grow older. And one of the topics that I found very interesting was this email, not email, but from the Medical News Today information site, that people, it may not be possible to live an extended human life beyond the lifestyle or the age that most people have attained. So I know, Janet, when we were off the air, we were speaking about that. So let me turn it back over to you.
Okay, so the oldest documented lifespan was the French woman, Jeanne Calment, and she lived to 122 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so the research study is they didn't think, based on, you know, all of the research being done, that they could get humans to live beyond 125 years. So here's my viewpoint. We have relatively, up until this point, there's new ones, but up until this point, we've conquered infectious disease. So now we have MRSA, again, a threat to longevity. And we don't have, in some cases, the ability to overcome that antibiotic-resistant staph. We have the Zika virus. We have mutations in a number of different infectious microorganisms that can reduce our lifespan, and for sure reduced our health span. And what I liked about this article was that the researcher said maybe we should turn our attention to not only these infectious diseases, but to the common degenerative diseases that are killing people off, let's say, from middle age on. In 1900, a person could expect to, a baby born in 1900 could expect to live 45 years. A baby born mid-century, let's say 1950, could expect to live 70 to 79 years. That's a dramatic change in lifespan. And then when we start thinking about that French woman who lived to 122, that's amazing. But let's take a look at the population and the people walking around with headaches, with arthritis, with digestive issues. They have sore throats, earaches, colds, all kinds of problems that their immune system can't overcome. All of the people walking around with allergies and taking medication. All of the people walking around with high blood sugar, high blood pressure, heart issues, vision issues. It's amazing. Let's focus our dollars not necessarily on changing lifespan, but keeping those people who have reached old age, and I'm going to entertain our listeners with this one. The study categorized old age as 70 years. And my guess is we have plenty of individuals listening to this show who are over the age of 70 and are very healthy, very active, very committed to a lifestyle that supports wellness. And so instead of thinking about pharmaceutical drugs that are going to potentially make us live longer, let's think about diets that will keep us healthier, sleep patterns that will enhance our wellness, our brain function, our moods. There's so much that we can do to enhance our health span. Years and years and years ago, there was a gentleman that I did some work for. His name was Otto Bettmann, and he had written a number of books, and one of the books that I worked on with him was called The Good Old Days. They were horrible, and he talked about how poor sanitation was, and our changes in sanitation have made such a big difference with regard to infectious disease. But we have new challenges, and the challenges can be met by supporting our immune systems.
Well, would you say that's the key, Janet, is the immune system? Or do you think it encompasses a great deal more?
A great deal more, because you can't have a good immune system if you don't have motivation, and that's brain chemistry. Can't have a good immune system if you don't have a good digestive system. So it's address your individual health weakness, that weakest link in the chain.
Well, I know we started the show talking about heart, mind, and body. And I would choose to believe that the issue of long life includes that factor. Because as we spoke about also, lifestyle changes play an important role in how many years you can go beyond the 70-year mark. Because when you think about all the people that you've seen over the years, how many people were in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and even up into their close hundreds that you were able to sit and converse with about different health issues or challenges or questions they may have had about how they can improve certain parts of their life?
I have worked with a substantial number of individuals in their 90s who are once again looking and feeling and behaving in a way that you would expect from someone 20 and 30 years younger. So they're always increasing their knowledge. They have a thirst for enhancing brain chemistry, immune function. They have a thirst to do everything they can to support wellness.
Well, I think that the important point is people have to support wellness, and they can't ignore different signs they may be receiving over the course of time. When they come to you to help find out how to alleviate or eliminate these different causes that may be causing distress in their body, you counsel them and you give them a supplement list. Or you may say to them, well, we have this for that, we have this for this, and this for that. Do you find it hard for people to adjust? I say this because there's been so much negative publicity about the use of supplements. And people watch the news. And when they hear dramatic news articles or dramatic news blurbs about different subjects, their ears perk up. And there's been so much negative publicity about the use of supplements and vitamins over the course of many years. And still recently, it's still going on, even though a lot of major companies own health food companies or vitamin companies. But yet, they're still pushing the fact that don't use supplements. Take pharmaceuticals.
More money in the pharmaceuticals.
Is that the bottom line to the whole issue, Janet?
Well, it is different perspectives pushing a particular bottom line. And if you choose to go with the pharmaceuticals, you'll pay money, but you will deal with a whole host of side effects. If you choose to go with supplements and dietary change, you actually will achieve good health.
And I think the point you brought up, money, is so true, because the industry, as we know it, the health food industry or the vitamin industry, does not have the dollars that pharmaceutical industry have. And
true.
We're not able to spend the dollars to fight them.
It's true. And we have come to the end of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Boy, did we cover a lot of ground
we
today.
We certainly did.
We'll be back tomorrow at 10, so be sure to tune in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.